Well, good afternoon and welcome, my friends. It's Friday. Hearing some disturbances in my headphones. I hope we do not have a technological problem today. Good afternoon. Welcome, my friends. It is March 9th. Well, I got good news. Well, there's good news breaking out all over today. Apparently, the signal is fine. Today, might as well start again. Today, Friday, March the 9th. This is the Flip Side. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address you can access by going to eaglesup.com. Updated each and every day. And yes, we do not sleep on the weekends. Well, well, well. The week started out with great everybody was concerned. All the economic reports that were coming out, the Beige Book on Wednesday, jobs report today, well, pretty much was a damn squib as far as the financial markets are concerned. Friday closed out the week on Wall Street with a mixed performance, showing more stability after its recent plunge, but also revealing lingering signs of nervousness. Despite the upbeat economic reports on employment that came out today, the Dow closed up 15 points to close the week at 12,276. NASDAQ off, 0.18. Didn't even lose a point to end at 2,387. I guess nobody was overtly concerned about the mini Y2K happening on Monday. Who knows what's going to happen? Nobody seems to know. Everybody's guessing on this one. From it could be a irritant and inconvenience to there could be some serious problems. Well, we'll have to figure that one out on Monday. Gold in New York City closed positive for the week, although negative for the day. Gold closed down $3.30 at $651.70. Silver closed down 18 cents at $12.92. Platinum or $4 at $1,208. Palladium reversing the trend up $2 at $3.54. In large part, the small decline in gold today was due to a rise in the dollar, which gained 15 basis points to close at 84.21. Crude oil fell $1.67 to $59.97 a barrel. But you will be paying $3 a gallon for gasoline. I know, it makes perfectly good sense. Anyway, a lot more to come, my friends. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
My brakes are on fire from trying to slow down. I'm always burning my tires and my horn is too loud. I catch people staring, looking funny at me when I step to the window and I toss the TV.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Friday. A wrap-up of the week's events, both financially and politically. Right now, we're dealing with the financial side of things. Well, for the week, and gold for the last three sessions has been climbing, and gold finished the week with a gain of more than 1%. Early this morning, the market was on its way higher, but the market perceived economic data as dollar-friendly, according to Peter Spinner, chief investment strategist at goldseek.com. He sent the comment to his readers. U.S. jobs data this morning showed that non-farm payrolls increased by 97,000 in February, but bear in mind, these are government figures. Who knows where they get them from? It was slightly lower than what experts had predicted, 100,000. It was the smallest job gain since January of 2005. The unemployment rate fell back to 4.5 from 4.6. The domestic employment statistics contain little in the way of surprise, said John Nadler. It's better for all markets that the data were released, and there's nothing to worry about either positively or negatively for the market, said Neil Ryan, director of economic research at Blanchard and Company. That being said, I think the fact that we had a $10 jump in oil prices in February compared to January will significantly impact the trade deficit numbers on the negative side moving forward. U.S. trade deficit narrowed again in January, adding to the sense that the trade gap has at least stabilized and may be starting on a downward trend, a government report said. Government reports out this morning make it seem that since we've backed off the $70 billion number recently, we're out of the woods on trade imbalances. I don't believe that's the case, Ryan added. And I'm sure many other people say the same thing. Gold will now be seeking to call upon its old friends, oil, the dollar, and interest rates to find better correlations and to get away from the slightly perverse focus on rising equity markets in order to steer a price course. He concluded in saying, it's interesting to note that at the close of the market today, the Chicago Board of Trade announced effectively Monday, March the 12th, margins on commodity contracts will be rising. 100-ounce gold contracts, which today are $2,552, will raise to $2,714. Mini gold contracts will go from $850 to $905. 5,000-ounce silver contracts will go from $4,050 to $4,725. And mini silver will go from $810 to $945. And if you do the math for yourself, you will see that the margin increase is higher for silver than it is for gold, leaving this commentator to speculate that maybe there'll be a lot of action in silver in the weeks to come. Who knows? Why do they raise margins or lower margins? Well, your guess on that one, my friend, it could be many reasons. Who knows? Next week, obviously, also, like this week, unfortunately, a whole slew of figures coming out that traders will be paying attention to. And some of the figures we have to deal with next week are the Treasury budget on Monday, retail sales and business inventories on Tuesday, export and import prices and current account on Wednesday, the big one, PPI, initial jobless claims, the New York Empire State Index, net foreign purchases, and the Philadelphia Fed on Thursday, the CPI, Consumer Price Index, industrial production, capacity utilization, and the Michigan sentiment all come out on Friday. So next week, a whole slate of financial news to deal with. And is it going to change anything? Yeah, probably not. Politically speaking, it was an interesting week. As you know, the president is flying around South America, went to Brazil today. Good news came out from the White House earlier this morning. President's approval ratings had risen to 35%. The bad news for the White House is Hugo Chavez's approval rating in the United States is 5 points higher than the president of the United States, because 16 states where Hugo Chavez has his oil, his gas stations, they've been giving free heating oil to the poor people. So apparently Hugo Chavez has higher approval ratings than George Bush while he's visiting folks in Brazil, where they weren't really happy to see the president of the United States today. Apparently, the president caused people a lot of discomfort in the Capitol. Not that they were upset that the president was there, but in normal days, on Fridays, the traffic is really, really bad in the city center. So what did the president decide to do? Well, send his entourage into the busiest part of São Paulo, and subsequently got millions of motorists irate. And so he's not winning any friends and influencing people in Brazil. His next stop is Colombia, which is interesting because there's a war going on in Colombia that we don't talk about, but it's been going on for a long time. Billions of dollars have been spent every year to stop cocaine coming to the United States, which I find rather ironic considering there's been absolutely no stopping of cocaine coming in from Colombia. As a matter of fact, if anything, the quality of cocaine coming into the United States from Colombia and the amount of cocaine coming into the United States from Colombia since this president has been in office has expanded exponentially. I have to share the good news of the day, though, however, which is going to cause severe distress for many people, especially our good friends at the Brady campaign, the anti-gunners out there. George Bush, I'm sure, because he is an anti-gunner. He hates the Second Amendment. He doesn't understand the wordings of the Second Amendment, doesn't understand individual freedoms and liberties. But nevertheless, this is interesting, a reversal of a 70-year-old draconian law in Washington, D.C. A three-judge panel of the D.C. court holds that the District of Columbia's gun control laws violate individual Second Amendment rights. According to the majority opinion, the phrase, the right of the people, when read in light of a Supreme Court precedent leads us to conclude that the right in question is individual. The majority opinion sums up its holdings on this point as follows. To summarize, we conclude that the Second Amendment protects an individual right to keep and bear arms. That right existed prior to the formation of the new government under the Constitution and was premised on the private use of arms for activities such as hunting, self-defense, the latter being understood as resistance to either private lawlessness or depredations of a tyrannical government or a threat from abroad. In addition, the right to keep and bear arms had the important salutary civic purpose of helping to preserve the citizen militia. The civic purpose was also a political expedient for the Federalists in the First Congress, as it served in part to placate their anti-Federalist opponents. The individual right facilitated militia service by ensuring that citizens would not be barred from keeping arms that they would need when called forth for militia duty. Despite the importance of the Second Amendment's civic purpose, however, the activities it protects are not limited to militia service, nor is an individual's enjoyment of the right contingent upon his or her continued or intermittent enrollment in the militia. You see, the whole argument that the anti-gunners make is that the Second Amendment is not an individual right, rather it is a collective right. Well, guess now what happens? Well, now it goes to the Supreme Court. And this is a problem. because the Supreme Court has refused for 30 years or more to debate the Second Amendment. They are as afraid of debating the Second Amendment as they are Roe versus Wade. Needless to say, the anti-gunners are up in arms. Now bear in mind who's in power now. Not that they could have any power to change this decision. I'm sure it's going to be appealed. You've got your standard ACLU, Mothers Against Violence, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and all the rest of the crew that are going to be screaming and moaning. They will use this as a rallying force for more anti-gun legislation, but the facts are the facts. Second Amendment is going to the Supreme Court, and that's a good thing. We'll be back with all the other bad stuff.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations like the Chicken Farmer Farms' chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
I've been waiting for something to happen, for a week or a month or a year, with the blood in the ink of the headlines and the sound of the crowd in my ear. You might ask what it takes to remember when you know that you've seen it before, where a government lies to a people and a country is drifting to war. There's a shadow on the faces of the men who sent the guns to the wars that are fought in places where their business interest runs. On the radio, talk shows, and the TV, you hear one thing again and again: how the USA stands for freedom, and we come to the aid of a friend. But who are the ones that we call our friends? These governments are killing their own, or the people who finally can't take anymore, and they pick up a gun or a brick or a stone, and there are lies in the balance.
Welcome, everyone, back to the flip side on this Friday. It was a very interesting week, politically speaking. We started off with the conviction of Scooter Libby, which threw the so-called mainstream conservative talk show hosts into a near tizzy. Rush Limbaugh almost had a nervous breakdown on the air because he was challenged by his audience that he's not doing anything. He responded by telling them that he was responsible for the Republican Revolution in 94, was responsible for electing George Bush to office. How do you mean to accuse me of not doing anything? I lost, Rush Limbaugh lost all his credibility with me many years ago when he took the side of the ATF with the Branch Davidians at Waco. It illustrated to me at that time the man is a blowhard who doesn't understand history, doesn't understand anything when it comes to the politics within government. And anybody who stands, and I don't profess to stand on a high moral box in any way, shape, or form. I'm smarter than that. I do not hold a high moral candle in any way, shape, or form, because if you are going to hold a high moral candle, then you better make sure you walk the walk and you talk the talk. For Rush Limbaugh to hold the so-called moral seat, how can you have that seat when you obviously decry people who consume drugs, but yet we find out the man has been popping OxyContin for years. This is the same man who spends strange vacations in far-off places where there are a lot of little boys around. And yet he's the voice of conservatism in America, and is any wonder that he couldn't explain to his audience why the Republicans lost in November. And it permeates through all these people have the same inherent problems. You've got Bill O'Reilly, the moralizer on Fox News, and yet this is the same man that had a very strange relationship with one of his staffers, and he had to pay her millions of dollars to keep it quiet. Is he holding the moral candle? And then today we have Newt Gingrich. The leader of the Republican Revolution in 1994, Mr. Morality, Mr. Constitution, Mr. Knows All About American History, in an interview with James Dobson, which sounded contrived when I was listening to James Dobson's questioning of Newt Gingrich on a radio clip today, it was a setup. And I have even as much disdain for James Dobson. I used to respect the man until, you know, I asked the question on questions. You support the war? Yeah. Well, how about that thou shalt not kill thing? Or do you just pick and choose which parts of the Ten Commandments you want to adhere to, like Newt Gingrich? Because he said to James Dobson, he has fallen short of God's glory by having an affair while he was obviously chastising Bill Clinton for having an affair with Monica Lewinsky. And he's not the only one out there that shows the wide hypocrisy of these so-called leaders of a conservative movement. There's graveyards full of moralists who were completely immoral. So you got to be careful out there who you trust, who you believe in. Who has the truth? I don't profess to know all the answers. As a matter of fact, as the years have gone on, I've changed positions from my 20s to my 30s to my 40s to my 50s, and I'm sure when I get to my 60s, I'm going to have different opinions than I do today. But I have the ability of obviously changing when I know that a certain position I held was wrong. I bought into the Christian conservative movement in this country. I didn't think evil of James Dobson, Pat Robinson, Jerry Falwell. I questioned myself, how should I question their religious beliefs? Of course, obviously, I don't walk the pure path, that's for sure. Well, I guess as time goes by, you learn stuff. Anyway, when we return, more events unfolded this week in Washington. They actually got to hear how to solve the problem in the Middle East. But did they listen to it? Of course not. They just screamed anti-Semitism. Again, as usual. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Friday.
No, I won't be afraid. Oh,
so what happened to Newt Gingrich? Did he see the light? No, he's a politician. He knew that if he were to throw his hat in for the presidency, more than likely his infidelity would come out and be a major hindrance as a so-called conservative. So you can view this simply as a trial balloon just to see what the impact is going to be. And more than likely, if he does throw his hat in the ring and this sordid romance comes about, he can always say, well, I've already answered those charges. By the way, current polling for the four Republican candidates, note that there's no polling for Ron Paul. Well, Ron Paul, well, look, you got to understand something. If you ask anybody in the media who Ron Paul is, they go, Ron who? The media elects presidents in this country. Yeah, that's a simple fact of life. Ron Paul will never fit on the radar screen. And if he does ever fit on the mainstream media's radar screen, certain pejoratives would be used and would be discounted, and that's unfortunate. Anyway, Giuliani, that staunch conservative, is leading the polls with 38%. McCain following behind at 21%. Romney, now this is interesting. Between Giuliani, McCain, and Gingrich, they've been divorced and married about 10 times, but you got Mitt Romney running as a conservative who's been married once. His problem? He's a Mormon. Newt Gingrich, Mitt Romney has 7.3%. Newt Gingrich is beating out Mitt Romney. It's rather bizarre when you think about it. Currently, Gingrich is sitting at 10.3%. Now, earlier this week, the King of Jordan, speaking perfect English, or American, whichever way you'd like to say it, addressed a joint session of the Knesset. And I'm not kidding when I say he addressed a joint Senate of the Knesset. He addressed Israeli lobby, otherwise known as the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate. Because although Democrats and Republicans are running around trying to solve the crisis in the Middle East, when someone comes from the area who understands the culture, understands their heritage, understands the people, understands the conflicts, and gives them the path for peace, and they completely discount it, you have to question. Do they really want an end to this war? I submit to you the Democrats do not want to end this war before November 2008, and nor do the Republicans. So any talk of ending the war in Iraq between now and November the 8th of next year is a pipe dream. But let's get back to King Abdullah. As I said, he gave an address to both sides, where he said in no uncertain terms that solving the conflict in the Middle East has to come about with the establishment of a Palestinian state, a return of the land seized in the 67 war by Israel, and negotiate from that point on. Well, needless to say, his address to the joint Congress of the Knesset was, according to some, a disappointing speech. Top House Democrats, I should add, said it was a disappointing speech. Why was it a disappointing speech? Well, it was a disappointing speech because of that very fact that the United States' foreign policy is dictated by a foreign government. Nobody wants to admit this, nobody wants to talk about it, but it's a fact of life. The Israeli lobby controls a large swath of the Democrats and the Republicans in Congress. They have to toe the Jewish Zionist line. You see, Israel has a similar problem to America, which it's never debated. Jews in Israel have been taken over by the Zionists. Judaism is a religion. Zionism is an ideology. It has no religious basis whatsoever. It was conceived in late 1800s, put into effect in early 1900s, culminated with the Balfour Declaration and the creation of the State of Israel. And ever since then, there's been trouble and strife in the Middle East because the debate has largely been by the Zionists. In the United States, we have a similar problem. It's very similar. And that the so-called Christian movement in this country has been taken over by the Christian Zionists. The Christian Zionists, such as Pat Robinson, Jerry Falwell, James Dobson, and what's that guy's name in Texas? Hagee. The Christian movement in this country has been overtaken by these Zionists. Again, it's an ideology. It's not a religion. Oh, look, they wrap themselves in religion. Well, everybody who throughout history that's wanted to lie to large swaths of people have wrapped themselves in religion to confuse them. Cecil John Rhodes was a typical example, and I guess they've learned from him ever since. And I bring this to the fore because next week, you have a large gathering in Washington, D.C., of supporters of AIPAC. And politicians of all political stripes will go pay their homage to their masters. Hillary Clinton will give a speech before AIPAC. Barack Obama is going to give a speech before AIPAC. And all the Republican wannabes are going to give a speech before AIPAC, including John Hagee, is giving a keynote speech before AIPAC. According to James Besser, Washington correspondent, you can find this article on republictradinggroup.com. Growing ties between pro-Israeli forces and controversial hardline Christian Zionist movement will move into the national spotlight at next week's policy conference of the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee, the pro-Israeli lobby. One keynote at the event, which annually draws hundreds of lawmakers, administration officials, diplomats, and political hopefuls, will be Pastor John Hagee, founder of Christians United for Israel, author of several books about biblical prophecy, and an opponent of new territorial concessions to the Palestinians on biblical grounds. Bear in mind, the biblical grounds in which Hagee subscribes to are the biblical grounds dictated by none other than the Scofield Reference Bible. Reverend Hagee will speak at the Sunday plenary, will also be a leading backer of a controversial Christian broadcast venture in Israel that critics charge sought to convert Jews, and a time when pro-Israeli forces have been accused of beating the drums of war with Iran. Reverend Hagee seems to believe such a conflict is both inevitable and necessary. In his apocalypse-orientated book, Jerusalem Countdown, he predicted a nuclear showdown with Iran and said, "The end of the world as we know it is rapidly approaching. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. The best is yet to be." This according to a Wall Street Journal report, which was posted on the Christians United for Israel's website. Last year, Reverend Hagee told the Jerusalem Post that, and I quote, "I would hope the United States would join Israel in a military preemptive strike to take out the nuclear capability of Iran for the salvation of Western civilization." Israeli historian Michael Oren will also speak at Sunday's meeting, giving Reverend Hagee such prominence at the premier pro-Israel gathering of the year. He attended last year's conference, which troubled some AIPAC supporters. Rabbi Barry Block of Temple Beth El in San Antonio, the home of John Hagee Ministries and to his 18,000-member Cornerstone Church, said he hopes the minister's presence will be balanced by Christians who support Israel but who do not share the end-of-days theology and extremist anti-Palestinian positions and anti-Muslim prejudice so often spewed by the fine pastor. Rabbi Block, who said he's an AIPAC supporter and participates in local activities of the lobby, added that there are those I love and respect in my community who believe we should work with Pastor Hagee on the important concern we share, the welfare of the State of Israel. However, despite what may be good intentions, I don't think Pastor Hagee's activism is good for Israel. Of course it's not good for Israel. It's not good for Israel. It's not good for the United States. We will never solve the situation in the Middle East while we have Christian Zionists in America and Jewish Zionists in Israel who collude with the misguided belief of the end of times prophecy. And it's unfortunate the so-called declared Christian that runs the United States of America, one George Bush, has been heavily influenced by such notable former Eastern Bloc Jews such as Nathan Sharansky, who the Russians hated so much that they threw in prison, and who's been on this mission ever since. A member of the Knesset was given the Medal of Freedom by George Bush. And yes, George Bush has said he is his spiritual guru. He is a Zionist. Yes, he is Jewish, but he's a Zionist. He is the same. He is one of the same people that are causing severe distress. Unfortunately, in America, we never hear from the rabbis or the other religious leaders out of Israel that are opposed to the Zionist Jews. And it's just the same right here in the land of the free and the home of the brave. So is it any wonder that the man who traveled to America to offer them a solution for peace in the Middle East was dissed in the houses of the Knesset, otherwise known as the U.S. Congress? Of course not. Par the course. Also today, the FBI announced that we're not crooks. I'm sure you've heard about it. Obviously, everybody's up in arms about the Patriot Act. Why are people so shocked about the Patriot Act and the powers that it gave the federal government as far as your constitutional protections, such as the Fourth Amendment? It is mind-boggling that all of a sudden this becomes a big issue. You've got Arlen Specter out there together with Senator Leahy, ooh, bipartisan, talking about how we are going to investigate. Excuse me, Senators, Dan, let me get this correctly. The reason why you're so outraged about the FBI's behavior now is because of the Patriot Act, but you signed the Patriot Act. You put it into law. Is there a possibility that now it's starting to come out that you actually didn't read the bill before you signed it? When the Patriot Act first came into law and was passed, I think it passed 99 to 1 in the Senate, and I think in the House there were only 5 dissenting Congress persons, Ron Paul being one of them, who wrote an article and said, prior to the implementation of the Patriot Act, not one single congressman, not one single senator had actually seen the Patriot Act. And that they were only given copies of the Patriot Act, which is quite substantial. It's kind of like somebody handing you a novel to War and Peace and telling you to read it because you have to vote on it in 3 hours. And that's what they were given. They weren't allowed to see what was in it, so they don't even know half the stuff that's in it. So their outrage is completely phony. About secret wiretaps and all that other good stuff. And it wasn't any of them. Homeland Security. Yeah, it was run by Michael Chertoff. Might as well be Mossad. Maybe he is the Mossad for all we know. Homeland Security officials are testing a super snoop computer system that sifts through personal information on U.S. citizens to detect possible terrorist attacks, prompting concerns from lawmakers who have called for investigation. The system uses the same data mining process that was developed by the Pentagon's Total Information Awareness Network that apparently we said didn't exist. Well, according to Donald Rumsfeld, anyway. Isn't this fun? There's certain ways. A lot of people always ask me, how do you live in a police state? Well, it's very simple. You keep your contact with government as removed as possible. Myself, personally, I've refined it to such a point where the only contact I have with government is once a year. Yes, and that time is coming up really soon. Outside of that, I try to stay away from it as much as possible. Because that's the way you can stay away from the beast. Some people will say, well, you know, doing a radio show, they're like, aren't you putting a big bullseye on you? Well, yes. But you see, my problem is simply because I've always been lippy. I will not change my stripes. And number two, with the advance of modern technology, I can be anywhere in the world and do exactly what I'm doing right now. So to stop me, yes, they would have to shoot me. Anyway, final segment coming up. Stay tuned, my friends. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on by, walk on by, make believe that you don't see the tears, just let me grieve in private, cause each time that I see you, I break down and cry.
Welcome back, my friends. Final segment for this Friday. Yes, my favorite day of the week. Don't ask me why. So what did we learn this week? Well, we learned a lot of interesting things. We learned that the spokespeople for the conservative movement are having a nervous breakdown because they can't explain anything just simply because they lost their track and their mission many years ago. The FBI has admitted that it used the Patriot Act to spy on American citizens, violating Fourth Amendment protections, but that shouldn't come as a shock or surprise, except to the congressmen who now have to deal with the Patriot Act. Jacob Hornberger this week also reports that the Pentagon now has the power to arrest American citizens if they are labeled as enemy combatants. And Homeland Security, we're fighting three government agencies here. You know why you never do away with these agencies? Because they get so big. They become big money centers. And once they become big money centers, people make a lot of money from it. Terrorism will always be with us because these people have to create terrorist acts to stay in business. It's a reason why the the ATF attacked the Branch Davidians. It was for a funding of the ATF. They were going to abolish the ATF. The ATF had to give justification for its existence. So they killed 80 women and children. Homeland Security has got to soon start justifying its existence. The Pentagon's got to soon justifying its existence, and so does the FBI. So they come out with these boogeymen. And how paranoid is the United States government? It's so paranoid, it's almost mind-boggling. Federal agents have seized two disabled F-14 fighter jets from museums in California because they fear that parts would be sold to Iran. The level of stupidity on this one cannot even be comprehended. And you wonder why I say buy gold and lots of it? It's not going to change in any way, shape, or form. Next week's APEC meeting, the Zionists are going to be out there creating all kinds of boogeymen. And the reasons for this, that, and the next thing, and the spineless jellyfish who call themselves congressmen and senators are going to just fold like cheap suits as they always do. Because it's a money thing. It's a money thing. A lot of people are making a lot of money. Don't upset the apple cart. Be interesting to know if somebody gets hold of that book with the madam's 10,000 contacts in Washington, D.C. that's been charged with money laundering and prostitution. Be interesting to see whose names are on that. Anyway, as I said, buy gold and lots of it. And don't get wiggy about paying over $3 a gallon for gasoline next week. programming reminder, next week, Jeffrey Bennett taking a short vacation. I'll be with you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Till then, see you, bye.